Welcome back to the Two Pinos in the Pod podcast. I am your host, Chris, joined with my boy, Lenny, here.
Say what's up, Lenny. Yo, what's good, everybody?
Yeah. Another week. This is episode 3 of the pod. It's crazy. It's kind of going by kind of fast.
Yeah, yeah. We're back at it again. Excited for another episode, hanging out with you.
I was looking in the mirror the other day, and I was like, man, I did such...
Damn, I look good.
No, I was like, man, we're getting pretty old here. This is such an old person move to, like, start a podcast with your friend.
Nah, I don't think it's an old move. I think it's a pretty dope, like, new thing to do. I don't know. I don't think it's old. I think it's new and hip.
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
I sound old just saying hip.
Hip. I'm happening. I'm with it. Come on.
It's not popping. Cap. That's cap.
That's cap. but yeah, I'm having fun doing this anyway. So, and then we got the brand new camera. Let's go. I look clean, don't I?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like a new man. It's like when you get a new haircut. It's like when you get a new webcam.
Dude, speaking of haircuts, I'll talk about this in a second, but how was your week?
Let's see. It was good. I'm trying to remember what I did.
We recorded like 5 days ago, so
I know that's why I was like, "Fuck."
Back up your mic real quick.
There we go. How's that better?
Yeah.
It was good. I want to say it's like another day of work. Still getting used to day shift. I'm like waking up at 4:30 a.m. and I'm trying to go to the gym before work now.
No bueno.
I know. Everybody's looking at me like I'm nuts. But honestly, I think it's kind of dope. I'd rather work out. I'm rather a morning workout person than a late night or afternoon workout person. That's just me, though.
I don't know about you, but that's a midday workout kind of guy.
Ideally, I'd like to work out at like 9 to 10. But mm-hmm. Since I work a regular schedule now, I can't do that. I'd rather work out in the morning than afternoon when it's like rush time and there's a shit ton of people trying to get their sweat on.
So wait, last episode when we recorded, you went to the gym that morning?
No. Oh, okay. I think I went on Wednesday. Wait, yeah. That's right. Yeah, that is.
Yeah, we recorded on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, I did. We recorded on Wednesday. That morning of Wednesday, yeah.
Wow, look at you. And you still put on a great performance for the crowd.
I know, that's what I do, you know.
What a bicentennial, it's
just,
man.
Just natural. I'm a, you know, it's a blessing.
What if we, like, talk?
I'm just blessed.
What if we talk to each other like this? Like, I'm looking at your screen. You know, hey, what's up, man?
Oh, yeah, I can do that. I can just, yeah, why not? Wait. I gotta look at this.
You're over here to me, that's why.
Let's try for a little bit.
All right. So for my week, what did I do this week? My birthday was this week. My birthday was the day after we.
Oh yeah,
recorded.
happy belated again.
Yeah.
I did.
You texted me the first person to text me was you.
Oh.
What a guy.
Of course, Pookie, you're the first thing on my mind. Thanks, in the morning, Pookie.
How many times do you think about me? Am I your Roman Empire?
Yeah, you're my Roman Empire, Pookie.
But yeah, it was a solid birthday. Me and Autumn went out to Little Joe's. It's a steakhouse out here. Had a fat.
Oh, Little New Joe's. York, yeah, I always wanted to go there.
New York Strip, bro. Oh my God. And we got all the sides. We got all the appetizers. No wine because I'm not a big wine drinker. But
okay.
It was solid. Okay. Fuck, I love a good steak.
Yeah. Did you? What would you rate it on Yelp?
Well, I went to Little Joe's before for my birthday, so I knew what to expect. I'll give the service a fucking 3 because the chick didn't pay us any mind after I told her we were not buying any wine.
Damn. So like she didn't come by or what? Or
like she barely paid attention to us. There was a party in front of us who was like drinking wine and she was like catering to them, talking to them, clearing their plates all the time. And I'm over here like, can I get a Coke?
Yeah, you could still fill up a Coke, like.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, at least give me something, bro. So I don't know. It's a fancy dinner. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
like
it's
at least $200 minimum at the end of the night.
Oh, for sure.
So, for two people. So I'm like, like, give me a little bit of service. I'll give her a 3 out of 5, but the food itself, I'll give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Food was solid, although we had two sides that we did not like. We didn't like the mac and cheese because we are not fans of sweet mac and cheese. I don't know if you are, but...
Sweet mac and cheese.
Yeah, it's like they took out the salt and they replaced it with, like, a sweet honey.
No, I don't think I've ever had that. I'm used to, like, the cheesy, savory, like, melt in your mouth.
Like, kind of breadcrumb on top.
Like, white stuff dripping down your mouth. Kind of good stuff. Like, that kind of mac and cheese, you know what I mean? Like, smacking the mac and cheese.
But, yeah, the mac and cheese was not it. And the fried rice wasn't even that great, to be honest with you. Like, they have steak fried rice, and I'm like, why is the food sweet? I'm here for a steak. I need salty things. I'm trying to be Jamaican with a blood clot here.
I know. I mean, it's in Hawaii, for Pete's sakes. Like, that's the capital of saltness, you know what I mean? Surrounded by salt water, engulfed in soy sauce.
Speaking of salt, I watched this video of this, like, Filipino guy, and he was, he had, like, fried fish, right? Which is already salty. And then he like, dipped it in, like, the vinegar with the peppers in it. I was like, man, is this what we are? Do we only have, like, salty and vinegary things?
Honestly, that's our diet, bro.
That's our foods, man. But then we go to the Philippines and we look at all these people. And they're all skinny. Like, how is this possible? Maybe that's
all the more impoverished people. It's always the chunkier ones that are more rich and wealthy because they get to eat more. You can tell how rich you are based on your body type in the Philippines. Exactly. And the color of your skin. The tone
So much anymore. There's, like, people, like, I have cousins who are, like, white as white, and they're, like, lighter than my, like, more well-off cousins. So I'm like, I guess it's not much of a stigma anymore.
I guess so. That's pretty good then.
Plus rap is becoming such a big thing in the Philippines right now.
True.
I've been seeing a lot of, like, rap videos of, like, people speaking Tagalog, like, rapping, and I'm like, you know, those people who made that were black, right?
There's a K-pop group in the Philippines too now.
Is it really K-pop if it's from the Philippines?
Well, I guess it's, like, F-pop.
P-pop.
P-pop.
Pinoy pop.
P-pop. You know, you heard of hip-hop? It's P-pop.
P-pop? Hip-hop Anonymous?
Hip-hop Parade.
That's from...
Hippopotamus. That's how the Filipinos pronounce it.
I legit have a video of, like, I was talking to my mom. I was like, Mom, can you pronounce this word? She's like, hippopotamus. Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
But yeah, like, the birthday itself was nice. Got my mom flowers. My sister sent her a boba drink at work. You know, because we always like to give thanks to where we came from.
You're a giver on your birthday.
I am a giver.
Not a receiver.
I think I get that from my sister. Ever since, like, my sister's 16th birthday, she had a birthday party on her 16th at Chuck E. Cheese. And she told everybody, don't buy her a gift, buy school supplies. And then we'll donate all the school supplies to kids who need it.
Oh.
So I was like, that's, like, way better of a way to do your birthday than to, like, ask for gifts. So.
Wait, that sounds so familiar. Like, somebody had their grad party and they had you had to bring a canned goods to the grad party, and then it'd be donated to, like, I don't know, a food shelter or something.
Must have been one of your other friends, because
I think it was someone that was, like, from the church or whatever.
Must have been one of your other hoes.
Wrong guy.
Not me. Wrong bitch. But after my actual birthday, we actually went to a karaoke spot on Saturday with our other friends, whom you are known well by.
Sir, the crew.
The crew, yeah, the 701 crew.
How was that?
It was fine. I had a great time. The fact that everyone brought everything was a big surprise for me, because I usually... when I book a venue, I usually bring enough food and drinks for everybody as well. But then this time around, I didn't buy any alcohol. I just bought, like, plates and, like, a little bit of Jollibee. I bought a party pack of Palabok
and
10 Yum Burgers.
Damn.
And it went by so fast. Not the palapa, but the Yum Burgers. So good, though.
That's fucking major.
But everybody else bought like a case of Nectar. You know what that is?
No.
Nectar is like this Korean, I believe, seltzer. And they had like flavors. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do it on that podcast with all the Asian guys.
Is it good?
It is good. They have like a green grape one. They had Fuji pear, mango, all kinds of cool flavors.
I wonder if they serve it in Oregon.
I think you do. They just got to go to the Asian market.
Oh. I'm going to look for it next time.
Yeah, you're.
But it was good?
It was great. And then nice. Our friend Leia, who's a doctor, got off a 24-hour shift, went to sleep, okay, woke Leia. Up, and came straight to the party.
Okay,
and
Lawrence.
Went ham.
That's a real homie there. Right there. It's a real yeah. homie.
Fact. She's the only one that got me a present, too. I was like, wow, Leia, you didn't have to do anything. Just show up.
Shit. Moving up on the friend leaderboard.
I know. Leia's okay. top three right now.
What? I know. Shoot.
But yeah, it was a great time. We all had enough drinks and songs. Did super bass as I usually do.
Nice. That's your go-to?
It's like the mid go-to. The entry song is always Shaggy Angel.
Oh, yeah.
That way you get to do cool voices, like funny voices.
Nice. That's nice.
But it was cool, man. Shit. Other than that, you know, 29 now.
29?
29?
Mariah, my sister, got me a Schmidt cake. It was an ice cream cake. Oreo ice cream cake from Baskin-Robbins with Schmidt on Ooh. It. And that cake bust. I always hate having cakes at parties that like don't satisfy. Or it's like extremely sweet. The frosting is too sweet. Or the cake is dry. But, you know, you get an ice cream cake and it has Oreo in it. You can't really go wrong.
Honestly, I'm not much of a cake person either, but... When it comes to ice cream cake, dude, I can eat that whole
guarantee.
Thing.
At the end of the night. at the end of the night, because we only had a cooler for the room. So I had to put the ice cream cake on top of the ice in the cooler. And so halfway through the night, I opened it up. We cut it up a little bit. Everybody has cake. And then I put it away. Towards the end of the night, when we're packing up everything for the room, I bring the cake back out and it's melted. Like the icing is falling off. So Autumn, executive decision, opens the cake up, puts it in the middle of the room, grabs all the forks, and says, "Everybody, we have to kill this cake right now." And Autumn is a champ because she was shoveling the cake in her mouth. And then Sheesh. I had a Kaua, our homie Yvette's husband, came in and just helped out too, man. Shout out to him.
Nice.
But yeah, everybody was drunk. Everybody was happy. Everybody had a good time. That's all I really wanted for my birthday. I didn't care so much about celebrating my birthday as I wanted to just see all of my friends. So.
That's nice. Yeah, sorry I couldn't be there, but yeah, glad you had a good time, man.
You were missed, sir. But we'll see each other soon when we go up to Seattle at the end of February.
Yep, so let me know. Oh, yes. End of February? Actually, I won't be there. I got a friend's wedding to go to.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Yeah. Kind of your real friends.
Literally. Must've been your other friends.
Must've been your real friends,
man. Babe, it's not like that.
Any personal updates for now?
No.
How's the wedding planning going?
Very slow. Like it's
just, as it should be.
It's going. I think we're gonna step it up a little bit more. We'll probably like solidify some of the things. Work on the guest list a little more. But I think right now we're just kind of slowly telling people what. We're thinking of time and date and place. So that's about it. Like we haven't gotten too far. So yeah, that's something on the agenda for this weekend.
Speaking of weddings, I was talking to our buddy Tim in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And I was saying how his wedding was completely different than the other one I attended the month after in the Philippines. And how Filipino weddings are so different to American weddings because it's an ordeal. There's no rest time. There's no you taking a shot in the green room before going out to the altar, anything like that. And so
I'm taking a shot before an altar.
I know, yeah.
That sounds kind of sus.
I mean, but But I personally was watching this video of my cousin's wedding, and he went through the ringer. Let me tell you, so from the jump, in the morning of his wedding, he has 15 groomsmen along with 15 bridesmaids. Damn. That are going through this videography, and maybe we'll react to the video later on. But
sure.
It's a full production from day to night. So he started filming at 7 in the morning. The wedding didn't end until 11 p.m. And the entire time, he has a film crew with him, taking videos and pictures of him the entire time. He exchanged vows, because in the Filipino culture, it's very Catholic. So there's no exchanging of vows at the altar. It's the prayer vows that they take as man and wife.
Uh-huh.
But as, like, in the beforehand, when they're, like, getting ready, before they even see each other at the altar, they exchange these vows to each other that are actual meaningful vows. And I think that's kind of cool. Because it's like it's just for them, you know? They don't have to share all of these feelings with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Besides the camera crew. But he had the same day edit. So because he recorded the entire day, at the end of his reception, they played his video of the entire wedding.
Damn.
So
that I'm is like, bro. Sick, bro.
Yeah, it's sick, but like
how much do you think that costs, man?
In the Philippines. But oh, regardless, it's like pennies on the dollar in comparison to America. Where like if you were to get the same video edit. Because they were, the people were editing in the church as the wedding ceremony was going on. Because Damn. They took all the videos beforehand. And here, I'm assuming that kind of package goes for like $8,000 to $10,000.
Yeah. So, I'm over here stressing out, thinking about a guest count. And this guy is pulling up with a whole day filming crew and then the same day edits. Like, damn, that's next level money. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Jazz, insert pictures of the wedding. I'll go send you later. And they gutted it's called the Philly Fest tent, where it's a warehouse. They gutted the warehouse and then decorated it with their own artists to look like extravagant. And they had a jumbotron at the reception.
Damn.
So
he rich.
I mean, they're well off, that's for sure. I ain't going to knock them for that.
You gotta make sure you're close to that kind of family, you know what I mean?
I mean, we're very close, me and him. He messages me a lot. So
that's nice.
Other than that, man, not much new going on over here. Yeah, my buddy Tim went to Singapore. He said, not Singapore, Malaysia. Yeah, Malaysia and then Korea. And the funny thing is that he got sick in Korea instead of Malaysia, where Korea is extremely like clean, sanitary. Yeah. But he got sick there, but he didn't get sick in Malaysia, which is like somewhat of a developing nation.
What kind of sickness did he get? Like stomach sickness?
I think he got like food poisoning or something.
Damn. How? What?
He a dirty boy. There we go. All right, we're going to go ahead and move on to our trending topics. So here it is. We gotta get the That's a Raven one next.
Oh yes.
Shout out to Raven Simone.
I can see the future.
Shout out to Raven Simone, who's worked with Will Smith and Bill Cosby on a TV show.
What TV show was that?
Well, she was on the Cosby Show as like the granddaughter of Bill Cosby. And then she was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
When she was a child, yeah.
Yeah, she was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air as the daughter of Will's mom's boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So like, almost stepsister?
Somewhat, yeah. And then that's what Raven.
Oh, no, stepsister. What are you doing?
Oh, my God. Terrible. She was also on Xenon. No.
Yeah, she was on Xenon, the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to her. Shout out to Raven Simone.
I don't know if she changed characters the next. It was a different actress the next movie.
I think she had a white friend the second movie. They had to change it up for him. They're like, oh, we don't have black people in space. All right, first topic is Pal World again. So you've actually had experience playing this game now. So let's see your reaction.
Pal World. Is my world. Oh my god, dude. I could spend hours on that game just doing absolutely nothing.
I wanted to talk about this specifically, though, because I saw like the different mechanics that they have in the game, and mm-hmm. that you can actually catch trainers as well as Pokemon.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet, but I saw that you can catch like a vendor or a seller, and then
loot him.
Keep it, yeah, and then keep it around your base so that he's like always around for you to buy stuff from.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Y'all.
But Power World, it's kind of like Pokemon plus Minecraft put together. And like when I say that, I really mean it, because Pokemon, as in you can catch all these different pals, and like you have a party of the pals, and there's like a pal dex that tells you the different stats on the pals. Are you flexing right now? And then the Minecraft part, it's where, well, I say Minecraft plus Legend of Zelda, where you could build different parts of your base that do certain things. So like, there's a workbench that helps you build new items. There's like a pal gear bench that allows you to like ride on your pals. There's a logging site, a mining site that allows you to collect and make wood and other resources. There's like a ranch. Oh, so you can do a bunch of stuff in Power World where, you know, you turn into like a farmer or like a Pokemon master. I think it's super dope. I probably played 8 hours total so far.
Damn. In
like this past week, and like I'm not even, I don't think I've gone past the tutorial yet.
Maybe I'll cop it. Stages. We watched a video of this guy, like he spent 100-something hours on it in like 2 weeks.
And I heard, this is just speculation, that since it's in early access, it's only $30, but once it's fully released, the game might be more expensive. So you might consider buying it sooner rather than later.
Yep. On Steam, it's $25 at the moment.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's $25. I bought mine
for $30. What the
fuck? Yeah, he's checking it right now.
I gotta get a refund, man. Give my $5 back.
But yeah, I also saw that you can like catch people, obviously. We said that, but you can actually
catch these hands.
You can cook them too. You can cook people in that game. It's so weird.
Oh my god, I did not do that. You can cook the pals, which is something you can't do in Pokemon.
I know. Oh, you know, you find a nice fish pal, like a Magikarp-esque situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eat the fish.
There's a chicken one.
It even says, like, if you capture, like, a person, it says, this is an inhumane action that you shouldn't, we recommend you not doing. But then it says that, but it's just a warning, so you can still cook them and move them around. It's so weird.
That's too funny.
I'm a fan. Autumn doesn't like this game because she's like, this is grotesque or whatever. I'm like, dog, this is what we all wanted the whole time. We didn't even mention that there's guns in this game. You can shoot Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can turn your pals into like weapons. And yeah, you can shoot.
Digimon situation.
Animals. Yeah.
Wild. That's funny. I'm a fan. I probably will cop this game and try and play it a little bit.
Yeah, you should do it.
Still Apex, baby.
Apex. Overwatch?
Yep. We caught a dub earlier today, guys. Catch us on Steam. Our next topic is kind of weird. I haven't really did too much research on this, but Apple VR goggles.
Oh, yeah. I've seen / heard of them. This is the updated ones, right? The Pro?
Yeah, well, there's new products coming out for Apple in March. And they just released a lot of them. But this is on the already out there. You can buy these, I believe, soon. Mm-hmm. And they released it. They said it's going to be better than Meta. Better than, you know, the Oculus Meta one. So I'm waiting. I'm waiting for this because it's expansive.
I just looked at the price, bro.
How much?
Golly! So you can pre-order now from $3,500.
Jesus. That's the lowest?
Yeah. This is the Pro edition. And that's, yeah, that's the 256 gigabyte.
So not even terabyte. 512
is 3,700. 1 terabyte is $3,900.
You might as well go with the terabyte one. It's only $400 more.
Just get a fucking computer at that point.
Oh my god. You can get a Steam Deck for a quarter of that price.
I will put a rubber band over my face like this with my iPhone, then spend $3,800.
I don't know. You can buy an Oculus for like $200, dude.
Yeah, dude. I mean, if it's $3,800, $3,500, it better be better than all these other.
Well, supposedly it's pretty much an iMac on your face, so you can do whatever you want that you can do on an iMac.
iMac on your face?
iMac on your face? I don't know. So this is my conundrum, right? I'm super into visual tech. Like, I would love a pair of glasses that has AR in it, or that I could, like, have a screen in front of me with just wearing a headset. I think that's so cool. But we're so far away from that technology being, like, so open and ready. Like, you know how the Snapchat headset, it had a camera on it? It was just glasses, and you could access your Snapchat right away and just, like, do a POV situation with just the glasses. Mm-hmm. I want that, but with the technology that this Apple headset is going to have. Like, I want to be able to be on, like, on a train or a plane or even in a car being driven around and being able to watch, like, a YouTube video whilst checking my email, and I'm just looking at somebody or looking at the scenery at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Like, remember when the Google Glass came out?
That was the most promising one so far.
Yeah, and it bombed because, like, it just wasn't ready.
I think either that or they just didn't have the right, like, push out for it, the rollout for it.
Maybe. But in this day and age, I feel like it'll be a big hit.
Yeah. I am a fan of that. That's really fucking cool. I love Apple tech. Although I do have a PC now, I really like Apple.
Yeah. I'm an Apple stan.
I am. I have an iPhone. I have an iPad, AirPods.
For apples over oranges.
MacBook. I have a lot of things, man.
Yeah, me too. You got an Apple Pencil?
It's on the way. Autumn was just talking, do you want an Apple Pencil? I'm like, hey, you know what? I have the case. I might as well. Hold on, let me show you my case.
Just in case. In case you didn't know.
This is my iPad.
That's a composition book, my friend.
Dog, this is my iPad.
Whoa! Yo, that's pretty sick.
Right? I thought it was super cool. Best $15 I ever spent.
Yeah. Damn. You know, you can only get those composition books at Long's for like $2, right?
Oh, yeah. But this one was special to me. I got a sticker bomb it still.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, man. Great purchase. Because Autumn got me this iPad for Christmas. The next topic today is going to be, will Taylor Swift attend the Super Bowl? So the conundrum is Taylor Swift is on tour right now. She has a show in Tokyo the day before, but because of the time difference, it's going to be what? Where's the Super Bowl going to be?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's going to be in Vegas, which is 5-hour time difference for me. Oh, no, 3-hour time difference for me. From Japan, it's probably like 16-hour time difference. Mm-hmm. And so the conundrum is...
Right?
Behind? Ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she has to finish her tour. The concert's at 6 p.m. So I'm assuming it's going to go like 2 hours. So 8 p.m. And then she has to fly, private jet, obviously, to Las Vegas. So will she make it in time? I think she might make it in time for halftime. But I don't think she'll make it in time for the whole game.
I don't know the math right now. But if you do fly from Japan to Las Vegas, you are essentially traveling back in time. So you're going to be arriving on the same day that you fly on, if that makes sense, even though the trip is like 15-16 hours. So there is a chance, but she will be jet lagged as fuck.
Yeah, right after the concert too. There's no like downtime there. You have to hustle.
Yeah,
shout out to Taylor. Honestly, hope you make it. Your mans will be there.
Yeah, there's no way she cancels her concert, right?
No way.
It's no way, not a chance. Right?
She makes too much money off of that concert to cancel it.
Yeah. And Japan, come on, you can't do that to Japan.
Yeah, speaking of Japan, I just watched
so nice
the way that Japanese people concert. They like it's very what's the word for it?
I don't know. You tell me.
It's interactive. It's very interactive. Like they have like lights, and they like move around, so like the crowd looks like it's moving all in unison. I think it's really cool. And like Bruno Mars just did his concert out there, and I'm sure like they love his music, obviously. So I think I would like to see that concert. I like to see the crowds in like Asian countries when they like see concerts, because they react differently. Like I know in the Philippines when DJ Khaled came out, when he did All I Do Is Win, when he goes, "When your hands go up," and then when the silence goes on, all of the Filipinos go, "Putangina, mahal kita."
What the fuck? Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
It's super cool.
That's hilarious.
Just Filipino things. Did you get a chance to look at the picture for the next topic?
No, I wanted a live reaction.
Okay, here we go. Go ahead and share your screen.
Okay.
So the next topic, so you guys know, is Christine Rock got a face tattoo of Blueface on her cheek. And Leonard is looking it up right now. Oh my goodness.
Wait, is this it right here?
That's it right there.
Golly.
Jeez. She obviously doesn't look happy. And how is it that she has more hair in the after photo than in the before photo?
Yeah, what the heck?
I don't know how to react to this. Just because. Oh. Go ahead.
Tattoos on the face in general, I feel like shouldn't be done, because like that's got like the spotlight and everyone's looking at it, and I think it's a no-go for tattoos on the face unless you're a thug, and otherwise by all means do whatever you want. Take my money. I respect you for your decision. You look good. But if you're not a thug, then I feel like it looks kind of whack, bro.
Well, you know? the thing is that Blueface and her were together. And then they broke up. Blueface went back to his original baby mama that he was with in high school, right? And they're getting married. So I guess this is her like mental breaking point where she's like, I have to be with him, so I have to have him on my face.
What? So they're not even together? Is that what you're saying?
They're not even together, sir. What? So
that's
yeah.
Wild.
It is crazy, dude. I don't know how to react to this. This is a completely outlandish action by an individual who is not even in a relationship with said person.
She needs therapy, bro.
Oh, of course. I think she needs whatever Kanye was on when he was with Kim Kardashian. But
she needs to date a Kardashian.
Yeah, she can have Rob. Who, by the way, isn't even in the show anymore.
Damn. Is it because by choice, or?
I think so. Either that or he wasn't entertaining enough. He was causing too much family drama.
Damn.
Would you get a face tattoo of Jez?
Jez, I love you and all, but it's a no.
I'll get your initial somewhere on me. Fuck it.
Yeah. Initial on my wrist or something.
Would you get
not on my face?
Not how about that? Would you face. Get her? Would you get her name tatted on your ring finger?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Sorry, Jez. You're not loved enough by this man.
Wait, what? I said yeah.
But I meant the face tattoo.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Sorry, Jess.
I can have your face on my phone.
Sorry, Jess. I know you're easy to draw and all, but
I see your face over here.
Wow, in the room.
Not tattooed on my face.
I got one right here.
Sorry, my love.
Love you, babe.
Autumn season.
Yeah. All right. Next topic. It's a rough topic we got today, man. Jeez. Hey, guys. For everybody listening, it's been a very slow news week. It's only Monday. Mm-hmm. There's nothing going on yet. Cat Williams didn't do an interview this week, so we're kind of fucked. Shit. Everybody's just waiting. The news is pretty much that the 49ers lost.
Damn. We're about to be like Nightcrawler and make our own news.
Dude, yeah.
And start killing people.
Shout out to... jeez. We have the next one. I don't even know. I was watching a lot of TikTok videos.
We can skip that one.
Okay. The next one is... ooh, this one's a good topic.
Yeah, I like this one.
I like this one a lot. Do you want to start this one off?
No, I feel like you have a lot to say about this one.
Oh my god, dude. The next topic is flaky friends, man. And let me tell you,
I'm here. Where's my popcorn at?
This week, I've had so many instances where friends were flaky on me.
I gotta get comfy real quick for this one.
Very poor planning on the behalf of the friends. Very, very poor communication as well. Like, there's just two instances specifically. I talked to you about it off camera. I'm not going to say names or anything like that.
Mm-hmm, but yeah.
I just hate it when you plan something and you want people to come and nobody wants to, pretty much. Yeah. Like, nobody wants to come out to your party. Like, even if you give them advance notice, you've had experience with this where you plan something in advance where there's plenty, ample time for them to either consider not coming and let you know so you can, like, change the plans up a little bit, or they just don't fucking talk to you, man.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are listening and you have flaky friends, regardless of their excuse, the communication is still a very viable thing that they can, like, contribute to the situation.
Yeah.
And so
I think it's one thing to flake and then it's another to flake and communicate that early on ahead. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Because if you're going to have like, I don't know, a dinner. Right. And I either don't feel like going to the dinner or I have plans that stop me from going. I'm going to let you know right away. I'm like, hey, man, I don't fuck with the people that are going to this dinner. I'm not coming. Or, hey, man, I have something going on. Mm-hmm. I have to, I don't know, take care of my grandma in hospice.
You're not going to, like, wait.
You're going too far, later. Leonard.
Oh, sorry. Cut that out. You're not gonna just read the message and then reply on the day of, like, hey, sorry, I can't make it.
Well, I mean, even more so, like, you're not gonna tell me to come out to dinner and then give me 40 minutes for the dinner, 15 minutes in advance, you know? Like, you're not gonna tell me, hey, come out to dinner at 5 o'clock and then only text me that at 4:15.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, I'm not even gonna try.
Just to add on top of what you already said, I think for me the biggest part of why it bugs me so much is because you put in so much thought and so much effort into planning this event, and you also plan it out way in advance just so you give others that time to accommodate and find there, or make sure it's, like, plugged into the calendar so they don't double book on that time frame. And then, you know, obviously
they lead you on by not letting you know. So the entire time you're just thinking, oh, they're gonna come, they're gonna be here. And then all of a sudden you get a text like hours before the actual thing, and you're like, oh, well, that's kind of sucks. And there's nothing you can do about it because you're not going to force them. You're not going to get mad at them to be like, hey, fucking come to my fucking thing. I invited you for a reason. I wanted to see you.
I think the shitty part, too, is that when you get so accustomed to flaky friends like that, you get programmed into thinking that you have to send a reassurance text. Like, hey, are we still down for this thing at 6 p.m.
What is all these steps, bro? Why are all these steps? You act like you're a fucking celebrity with all of these interviews going on that you can't make it to this one thing on this one night where you don't have anything to do. Like, come on. Or, like, you show up late all the fucking time. Like, you want to be known as the friend that shows up late all the fucking time? Then we have to plan the thing an hour beforehand and not tell you?
Yep, we tell you to come at 6 when in actuality it starts at 7.
Exactly.
Because we know that you're tardy.
What a lame move, bro. Like, we are adults. We are too grown to be playing this shit. Like, you want to be fashionably late for a party? That's fine. But when it comes to, like, events that we're planning, we're just going to dinner. We're just going somewhere. Like, fucking show up on time.
Or you got to hold a table and the whole group has to be there. Yeah.
I don't know, man. Maybe we're built differently. Maybe we're scrubs. Maybe we're the ones, like, we're punctual. You know,
we're the ones without a life, and I don't know.
We're the ones without a life. Sure.
we're not busy and we don't have other things.
Absolutely terrible, man. Like, I pray that, you know, people experience this on their behalf, because I want you to experience us being frustrated because of you. You know, like, I hope someone else fucking flakes on you. I hope someone else fucking tells you that they're going to come and they don't, you know? I would become that if this is the reoccurring pattern that happens.
I'm fired up. So it's one thing to, you know, flake for one occurrence, right? It's another to flake multiple times.
You know, or show up late multiple times.
Yeah. Because then that's when you get trained and programmed into thinking like, oh, this is a regular thing.
That's how you get excluded from shit.
Facts. So if you people out there have any experience of having flaky friends, comment down and tell us all about it, because we want to know. We want to know what your
if you have, negative if you have experience flaky like. Friends. And if you have a social circle that doesn't respect your time and planning skills, comment down below and say, I feel you, because, bro, I need support.
Or if it's about me or Chris, let me know even more. It's just so...
If you got something to say, look at me. Look me in the eyes. If you got something to say, say it to my fucking face.
Listen here, my brother.
In my comment section. But yeah, man, just flaky friends. Like, I don't know. And it makes you not want to call them that, you know? Not even friends in general. Just associates that we used to be close to at one point.
There's definitely no time for that anymore in this day and age. In our time.
Hey, bro, we work full-time jobs that we commit to every fucking week. I plan something. I don't... So... Bro, I'm so fucking.
Yeah, I told you you had so much. You had a lot on your mind for this topic.
I work full time. My body is not made to be working this much, this physically, and being this tired all the fucking time to be planning this shit out and you not show up,
just for it to not happen, right?
Bro, I don't care. I don't care what you have. Just show up. Even if you come in for 15 minutes, say hi, give me a hug, leave. Fine. I don't give a fuck. As long as I got to see you, like, show me some fucking effort around here. Like, I put in.
Or just notify way in advance, you know?
Yeah, just come on, man. Like, we're adults. We can communicate with each other. I'm not going to blast you for doing some, like, ho shit, but you're doing some ho shit, man.
Don't be that guy. Don't be that friend. Don't be person. Don't be that
guy, bro.
Be better. Don't be sorry.
Be better.
Better.
Be better.
Better.
But yeah, shout out to flaky friends. Shout out to all our friends. Shout out to all our friends.
Even the flaky ones.
Yeah, all of them.
This content is for you.
This content was specifically made for you. We made this whole shitty episode so far to get to this topic.
So thank you for being part of our podcast.
Fuck. I'm so mad still.
He's screaming. Do we need to take a timeout?
No, we're good. We're good. We're good. We're good. Fuck them. Fuck those guys. Those guys
sweating.
Are ass.
Why are you sweating, bro? No,
all right. So the next topic.
Okay.
Next topic is.
We should have made that one last, huh?
I know. It's okay. Amazon Prime. They're apparently having ads now for Prime Video. As the default setting, do you have to pay more to get it without the ads?
Yeah, you have to pay $3 extra every month to watch Prime Video without any ads.
But if you're watching Prime Video and it's like a football game and they have commercials built into it, don't you already have to pay for ads?
You don't pay for the ads; they're free with the ads.
But like, are you watching the field the entire time? Like, say there's like a timeout.
No. There's definitely ads in a football game, like a live.
Yeah.
Like a live video, but if we're talking about like streaming movies and TV shows like Saltburn or The Summer I Turned Pretty, then there's going to be ads in certain moments in the clip. And, you know, nobody likes ads while you're watching something. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want ads to ruin the clip.
Speaking of, when was the summer that you turned pretty?
Oh, it was... the summer of 1995.
Oh, my bad. My bad, sir.
Yes, sir.
I think, legitimately, though, I think the summer I turned pretty was the summer before our junior year.
Like, you blossomed?
I think I was ugly until that point. And then I kept the pretty the whole time after that. But
I'm gonna say a summer of sophomore year in college.
Okay, I can see
just because I was super skinny beforehand.
And yeah, I think you filled out really, a little bit more.
Had really bad acne too. That was like my big
thing. If you guys want to see the acne, look at our look at our cover photo. Edit. Oh yeah, we got a new logo as well as a new photo for our podcast. So if you guys like it, go ahead and give us a 5-star stunner rating.
Does it show my acne in that photo?
No. You're good.
That's a big missile on there. Holy cow!
Why'd you put Mars in this photo? It's on Leonard's face.
Jeez, a crater on that thing. Jeez. Is this the Land Before Time? Golly.
Is that the Grand Canyon on his face?
Are we watching Interstellar?
But also on the topic of Amazon, they are starting to sell cars. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. So explain or talk about
that.
Amazon Smart, they're not going to flood the market and buy every single car style and put it on Amazon, because that would take all traditional dealerships as well as all traditional like used car dealerships off the market. Even Carvana and all that stuff is already in trouble with them only announcing they're going to sell one type of car. The car that they're going to they announce that they're going to share and sell over the internet is a Hyundai brand car.
What? Why Hyundai?
Is that like I don't a partnership, know. I guess you think, or? They're reliable. They're Korean. I don't know.
I always thought Hyundai was like bottom tier. Not even mid, but bottom.
You know what? I would much rather drive a Hyundai than like a Honda Civic. Like if I had, because I drove like a Sonata, which is like the bigger version. It's like the Accord style for Hyundai. And it drove really smooth. It had Apple CarPlay. It had everything I needed. And it felt more spacious inside. So
I don't know. New Honda Civics are looking kind of nice.
The new Priuses look kind of nice. Did you see it?
No.
So the new Prius looks Prius sick. They look like they have a really cool body kit built in, like stock.
Body kit? I don't know.
It looks like it. It looks
imagine.
Like it.
Imagine. Wait, what the fuck?
It looks sick, dude. Insert picture here, Jez, of how nice the Prius looks like now. Boop. He's looking for it. Look at that.
Damn. Okay.
Looks kind of sick.
Okay. Sporty.
I'll get that in black. Look at the black one. Look at the black one.
Okay. That actually looks. That looks pretty cool.
Bro, I would cop that.
Damn, that actually looks pretty nice. Is this TRD?
Dude, that's and it doesn't take any gas. It looks like a freaking Tesla.
Damn. Look at that interior. Sheesh.
Yeah, it looks great. For those just listening, look up the 2024 Toyota Prius.
Golly.
I would buy that.
You might be onto something here.
I would buy that. I'm in the market for a new car this year, so I'm thinking about actually getting that.
Damn. I mean, you liked your Prius. So
I mean, that was my sister's Prius. First of all, I was not a big fan of that Prius.
Oh, I thought you were.
No. But that Prius looks nice, and the fact that I wouldn't have to pay for gas really helped.
True.
But I'm also looking for another car, so maybe I'll buy one from Amazon.
Nice. I'm actually looking for another car too, because the ice and snow and stuff. I'm trying to look for a new all-wheel drive car.
Oh, Forerunner.
I was thinking RAV4.
No, 4Runner, bro.
Yeah, I'm from Hawaii. I gotta get a Tacoma or a 4Runner.
Yeah, our boy Tim had a Subaru, and he got so many jokes about him being a lesbian, because Subarus are like known for being lesbian cars, that he bought a Tacoma.
That is too funny. He got bullied into buying a Tacoma.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tim. Actually, though, you probably look better with that Tacoma.
Facts. I've seen him in the Tacoma. He looks at home.
That's who we did you good, though. You know what I mean? Facts. It got us to Crystal Mountain.
Facts. That's where we went. Insert picture of us at Crystal Mountain.
Cool. On the news, dude.
Were we on the news?
Yeah, there's a clip.
Oh, insert clip.
I'm going to try to find it after this.
Okay. Well, yeah, that wraps it up for our trending topics, which were really trending, but so far just topics we wanted to discuss. We're going to go ahead and move on.
Especially that one topic, but...
Here we go. We're going to hit up this or that now. We're kind of rapid fire because we're going to press for time here.
Yeah. We got to hop on Apex after this.
Yep. So the first one is of this or that is going to be cats or dogs?
Dogs.
You know what? I wanted to discuss this a little bit.
Okay. Take back everything you just said
earlier. I know. I've been a dog guy all of my life. I just recently started dating someone who has two cats. And the efficiency that cats have other than dogs is ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Like they can take care of themselves.
They're so self-efficient. And, you know, you still get the cuddles. You still get all of this other stuff. But I just don't have to walk you every day. I don't have to pick up your shit.
That's true. That's true. They can clean themselves. You don't have to wash themselves.
Yeah, you just have to shave them. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to do.
And they poop in a box.
Yeah. If you get a self-cleaning litter box, you're set. You just have a pet that you don't have to take care of. You just have to feed.
If I had to get a cat, it would be this kind of cat.
Let's see it.
Little smush face cat.
That is the kind of cat that Autumn has.
They're so smush.
They're so cute.
But I like dogs. I feel like you can engage more with the dogs, and they seem more happier, joyful, and I feel that's infectious in our quality of life. Like
dogs are
dogs make us more happy.
Dogs are extroverted animals, you know. Yeah. So if you're an extroverted person, you're gonna love a dog. I've like since high school, I've become slowly becoming a introverted person, and so cats feel that. Are more my speed nowadays.
Yeah, because dogs make you go out of the house.
Exactly. So like I wanted to stay inside. All right, rapid fire starting now. This or that. Control fire or control water?
Control water.
Control.
Call me Katara.
Control Love water Ben. For sure. Yep.
Just kidding.
Would you rather run super fast or be able to fly at a medium pace?
I'm already fly, so I'm going to say run super fast.
I'm with the super fast, too. Because if you're running super fast, you can run up like mountains and like skyscrapers and shit.
True. You can run back in time.
Yep.
You know, like the Flash.
Barry Allen. This or that, telekinesis or invisibility?
Telekinesis.
Telekinesis.
Because I'm not a pervert.
I'm not trying to be invisible, bro.
I want to be. I'm trying to read your mind, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
What do you really think of me?
All right, last one. Costco cookies or Costco churros?
I miss you, Costco churros. Please come back.
Sam's Club churros. Yeah. All right, that was this or that. But on that topic, Costco, please look at me in the eyes. Please bring back the Supreme Pizza.
Please. I haven't eaten a Supreme Pizza from Costco in forever.
Oh, man. You know, you're lucky you live up there because the Costcos up there actually offer more stuff in comparison to down here. You can get like a 20-piece chicken nuggets from Costco.
What? I didn't see that. I think Costco.
You might have to drive up to like Vancouver Kirkland? Or something.
I gotta go to Kirkland, I think.
Yeah, Kirkland for sure has it. All right, we're gonna end we're gonna wrap it up here. Alrighty, guys, thank you so much for joining us on another podcast. This has been the Two Pinos in the Pod podcast. I am your host Chris, and my co-host here Lenny.
Yo. Alfeezy. You can follow me again on Instagram and Twitter at LeodaFirm, LeodaFirm. And I'm currently newly streaming on Twitch at Lfeezy, LFEEZY. Catch me there.
I will be joining him on that stream. I am Real Manulet on all platforms. It's REAL. Phonetically, it is M as in Mary, Alpha, Nancy, Indigo, Uniform, Lima, Indigo, Tango. Manulet is the name. You can follow me on all platforms. It's going to be TikTok, Instagram, X, aka Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, MySpace, Xanga,
Friendster,
Napster, all of the good stuff. You can find me on LimeWire,
Crosswire,
ChillWire, LemonWire, FireWire, Through the Wire, as Kanye said. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. We'll talk to you guys on the next one.
Peace.
Peace. I chase, I chase, I chase, I chase.